Welcome, everyone, to this afternoon's press conference. I'm Rob Bentley, Associate Athletics Communications Director. I'll quickly outline the format for today's press conference. We'll hear from the three individuals sitting here, President David Eisler, Vice President for Administration and Finance, Jerry Scobie, and our new Athletics Director, Perk Weisenberger. After all three of them have made their comments, we'll open it up to questions, starting with our media members first. And if you have need additional background information, we do have copies of the press release that we put out a couple weeks ago, and I have some as well. So with that, I'll let President Eisler start it off.
Well, thank you so much, and it's great to welcome you to Fair State University today and to this beautiful Wheeler Pavilion. They don't often let me up here on the third floor, so this is a treat for me to be with them. But today is a very, very exciting day for athletics at Ferris State University. And we're very proud of our student athletes, of the coaches and the men and women who work in our athletic department. I'm especially proud of the announcement we're going to make today because I think we found precisely the right person to lead athletics at Ferris State University. I want to turn this to Vice President Jerry Scobie, who really has directed this process and led the search committee that's led to this very important announcement today.
Thank you, President Eisler. It's great to have you here today. It's really fun for me to see a couple of legends from CMU here today, a couple of former athletic directors. Thank you for being with us. It's a treat. With the retirement of Tom Kurinovic, our former athletic director, we launched a national search, an aggressive national search to find our next athletic director, brought in the services of Parker Executive Search to assist us in that process. We were also very fortunate during that interim time to have Carrie Becker, an internal person, step up and step into that interim role, and we're very grateful for what she did for us in that interim period. The pool that we attracted to this position was a broad one. It was a deep one. It represented individuals from coast to coast, and we were very impressed with that pool and very pleased with it. The search committee that we had did an outstanding job of considering the candidates in front of us. They were committed to finding a high-quality individual to be our next athletic director, and they were committed to partner with us on a very aggressive schedule. And they hit a home run in both accounts from my perspective. We had three finalists who we invited to campus, and a number of people that provided input in the process indicated that all three of them were outstanding candidates, and any one of them would have served Ferris State University very well. I'm sure you've heard the saying that cream rises to the top, and Perk was that cream that rose to the top of our candidate pool. We were very methodical, very intentional with the kind of qualifications we were looking for in our next athletic director, someone with a bachelor's degree in athletic administration or a related field. Check. We were looking for a candidate that would preferably would have a master's degree in business or sports administration. Check. We were looking for somebody that had strong fundraising, marketing, and promotional skills. Check. We were looking for somebody that had a minimum of 5 years of experience in athletic administration. Check. I'll stop. You get the point. That list does go on. And Perk was the one finalist out of the three finalists that we invited to campus that had athletic director experience. I served 5 years as the athletic director at a larger D1 school. Many, many, many references that we talked to had such great things to say about Perk. I'm really convinced that you did not come today to listen to me, but to hear from and to meet our new athletic director. I'm very pleased to be able to present Mr. Perk Weisenberger. It's great to have you here.
Jerry, thank you. Thank you. Dave?
Great to have you here.
Thank you very much. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and I want to thank everybody else here in the room for showing up this afternoon, especially Herb and Marilyn and Dave and Sue. Thank you for coming over and being a part of this, a special time. I'm honored, to be quite honestly, to be here as the athletic director at Ferris State University. I want to say thanks to President Eisler, to Jerry Scobie, and all the members of the search committee, and would also echo what Jerry had said about Carrie Becker stepping in as an interim athletic director. She's not only was interim AD, but she's was overseeing compliance. She's and also the softball coach and the senior women's administrator. So I think she was more than happy to pass the baton as I hit campus last week. I had read and heard from a number of people and read about Fair State University as being a place to learn and to live. And I heard President Eisler talk about that yesterday at a grand opening for a new residence hall suite here on campus, which is absolutely wonderful. And if the first 3 days on the job for me, or three or four, I think, are any indication, then this is exactly what Fair State University is all about, because the people have been wonderful. They've been marvelous. From the search process, which Jerry outlined, was methodical and very detailed, and it was. It was one of the more extensive searches I've been involved with, and I've been involved with a couple, not a whole lot, but a few. Professionalism was outstanding. Communication was excellent, and the same process is kind of carried through with my time here, short time here in Fair State University, just through meeting people, orientation, etc. I'm extremely impressed. I was before I took the job, and now I'm convinced certainly made a great decision for me and my family. We're glad to be back in the state of Michigan. I'm Michigan born and raised, and so is my wife. And it's exciting to be back here, closer to family, and to be able to be at an institution of this caliber that is a commitment to students, student-athletes, and also the competitive values that we want to instill in our teams. And that's what I hope to bring to the Bulldog Athletic Department, is use my experiences as a leader, as a former student-athlete, as an athletic director, and as an associate AD working for some of the best people I know in the business, and two of them are in this room right now. And I want to use that to help grow and develop Bulldog Athletics. How we go about that is going to be a work in progress. We'll have to define that, and we'll have to evaluate that as we go. But there's some very capable people in the athletic department. I'm convinced we've got great support, community support, institutional support, and I just look forward to kind of rolling up my sleeves and getting to work to help instill a little bit more of maybe a championship attitude at Ferris State University in regard to competitiveness, but also the quality of experience we're going to provide young men and young women as they go through their years here on campus. Also, our involvement with the community, our involvement with the state. Ferris State University is the fastest growing university in the state of Michigan, and I think that's a tool, a resource, a fact that we're going to use and we're going to promote to help us recruiting wise and to help make Big Rapids and Ferris State University more of a destination place. So I couldn't be more honored, couldn't be more pleased. I'm anxious for my family to get here. They won't get here till a little bit later on this semester, other than being in town next week for a family wedding over in Mount Pleasant. And I know we're going to love and enjoy this, and I've told them a couple times on the phone already that they're going to like it when they get here, because I love it. So thank you very much for being here, and it's a pleasure for me to be here as your new AD.
First of all, what did you find attractive about the job here?
Oh, Zeke, I think any place you look, you have to look at the leadership that's in place. And these two gentlemen to my right and left represent the leadership that I'm going to be dealing with, you know, first and foremost or on a regular basis. But as I went through the process of interviewing here, I was on campus twice. It became apparent that it was a lot of support and that this was just a good time to be coming to Fair State University. That said, on the athletic side, there's a tradition here. There's a tradition in a lot of places. And there's a competitive spirit, and there's a desire. You can just tell. I think we witnessed it right down here on this field Saturday night. Our team played with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and like they had something to prove. And I thought that was the case. I was impressed with the facilities. I love the region of the state of Michigan. It's home. But I think primarily you got to look at the people. And I think there's some excellent coaches in place, and there's some great student athletes. I know that. I'll get to know them. But I know they're wonderful young men and women. And then the leadership at the institution. And the fact that it's 45 minutes from my hometown, and I've got some of my best friends that I played college baseball with that are right around the corner, it made it all that much more appealing.
You spoke about getting rolling your sleeves up and getting